Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started. Verse 4, sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were co-buried with him, so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of new life. For since we are permanently grafted into him to experience a death like his, then we are permanently grafted into him to experience a resurrection like his and the new life that it imparts. Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power? For we are co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning.
Yeah.
I read that out of the New King James the other day, and something in it struck me. Just, we were crucified with him. Mm-hmm. And the result being we died.
Yeah.
That's the fact.
That's a fact. Yeah, you're talking about approaching scripture with preconceived ideas and all that.
Yeah.
I still remember a long time ago when I first started preaching, pastoring, of course, at my first church, I'd preach 3 times a week, which was a pretty heavy preaching load when you're 21 years old and just getting started. And one of the things I decided to do to help myself was preach through the book of Romans. Now, it wasn't a true verse-by-verse exposition, but it was somewhat, you know,
through it
a chapter kind of at a time, or a few scriptures out of each chapter kind of thing. And I definitely remember I got to Romans 6, and I don't know where I'd been all my life about that chapter, but I began to see things there that I'd never seen before, particularly the absolute victory that Jesus had won over sin for us.
Yeah.
And that victory was ours now.
Yeah.
Because up until that point in time, all I'd ever heard and the only way I ever thought was just really a grit your teeth and get through.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. You got to fight it.
You got 2 bulldogs inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Whichever one you feed.
Yeah, and you know, you just got to do the best you can. No real hope and victory in this life. You know, mm-hmm. That's why we're going to appreciate heaven when we get there. And that was pretty much where I was. And I get to Romans 6, and I'm like, wait a minute. That ain't what it says. So I spent all week looking at every commentary and trying to figure out how what I'm reading.
Get this line up with my theology.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, everything I thought up till now must be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it said here. So how do I explain, this text in light of my human experience and my church heritage?
He uses the word like most translations. I don't know why. But he says, sharing in his death by our baptism.
Yeah.
But you got to keep reading it and realize that baptism, he ain't talking about your water baptism. Because he says, sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were co-buried with him. Mm-hmm. So something other he's talking about. And I learned this from Lloyd Jones on this passage. He's talking about being united with Christ, our baptism.
Yeah.
And that our humanity, his incarnation, we were in him.
Yeah.
United with him. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, I think you raise a good point there. The translators translated it baptism. It's baptizo. I mean,
immersed.
But it means to dip, to immerse. But because different denominations baptize different methods, they don't want to translate it immersion. Because those that
sprinkle, basically, it's an identity.
Well, yeah, that's where I was trying to go with this thing is that. They translate the word baptism, which gives when we hear the word, we immediately think water, go to the water, whether it's sprinkled, poured, immersed, that's not the point. But it's we're trying to make that what happens in water is what he's talking about. I don't think he's really talking about his emphasis there is not so much on the water baptism, but the fact that we are united or immersed into Christ, we're joined to Him.
Yeah, he's not.
Now I think water baptism symbolizes that.
Yeah,
he's
not talking about that though in that passage.
I think the idea that he's trying to convey to us is we've been immersed into God.
Yeah,
you know,
it's an identification. That baptism is just the transliteration of the Greek word.
Yeah, baptizo.
Just took the English equivalent letter and brought it down. What kind of meaning is that?
But you got to sell the Bible, James. you got to keep from starting the wars.
Yeah.
We got to have words that's going to give leeway to interpretation. But that's the whole point of what we talked about here. I get a preconceived idea when I come read it, and then they got these words they translate. That's open for debate, if that's maybe the way to suit it, or open for interpretation.
Yeah.
And then out of that, it starts veiling what he's trying to say to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't really trying to knock him, even though I did, but that's how they all translate it.
Yeah, well, every translation's that way. At the end of the day, they're just trying to sell a book.
But what he's saying, he's talking about our identification with Christ in his death.
Yes. That's really subject we're trying to get on.
It was when he died. When he died, I died.
Yeah.
We died.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Well, yeah. I feel like I'm fighting getting off on
sharing in
translations
his death.
And printing of Bibles, and I'm not meaning to do that, or modes of baptism.
Sharing in his death,
Yeah.
We were co-buried with him so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him.
Yeah.
And then just like you said, you got denominations.
Yeah.
That's baptism.
Yeah.
That's when you get identified with the death, and that's when you're raised into new life. You're born again when you come up out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to think that way.
We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of new life.
Yeah.
That's what I want some of.
Well, that's where the emphasis needs to be, is that we have been resurrected to walk in a new way of living, a fresh way, a new way to be human. A new covenant relationship with God. Everything's new. And We're still trying to understand what that means and how that's lived out.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, you got to come to accept the fact that life as you know it has been crucified and it's over.
Yeah.
And
there's a new sheriff. Everything is new.
There's a new way to live.
Yeah. For since.
And that's what the life that we have in Christ. And what's that look like?
Yeah. We're doing that tonight. For since we are permanently grafted into Him to experience a death like His, then we are permanently grafted into Him to experience a resurrection like His, mm-hmm. and the new life that it imparts. How were we permanently engrafted?
Mm-hmm.
When He took on what
right.
we are.
Yes.
We're a union. Mm-hmm. John 14:20. We are one. How so?
Well, it's just what He did. I mean, that's the thing. He has done something and included us in it.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And He took all that junk, that old man, that old Adam, and it was nailed to the cross. I hadn't read it recently, but I listened to somebody talking about that in Colossians, where it talks about the ordinances and everything that opposed us, mm-hmm. nailing it to His cross.
Yeah.
This guy was saying that wasn't the law. He didn't nail the law to the cross. I just turned him off, so I didn't even give him a chance to explain what he was trying to say. That written, whatever was written against us, and Adam, the flesh, it all got nailed to the cross.
Yes.
And put to death.
Yeah.
And it died.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days later, there's new life.
That new creation began.
A new creation. That's right. And we're in it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, go back to the 2 Corinthians 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Since any man be in Christ.
Therefore. It says, if any man be in Christ.
Yeah.
It's not a question.
No.
It's a declaration fact. Therefore, since.
Yeah.
All men are in Christ.
Yeah.
If you can just read it and let it say what it says.
Yeah.
It's what He's talking about.
Yeah. We're a new creation.
Yes.
Yeah.
All things are new.
Yes.
The old is gone. The new has come.
Yes.
What else?
All new things are of God.
Yeah. What has God got to add to what Jesus did?
Nothing to add. It's a completely finished work. It's perfect. It's thorough.
Seemed like He said it's
exhaustive.
Finished.
Yeah. And then we're always trying to figure out how I got to do something to get in on it, or how do I work the system to my advantage?
Could it be any clearer?
That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
What verse you on?
Verse 6.
Verse 6.
Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power?
Yeah.
For we are co-crucified with Him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power.
Yeah.
I got to read that, verse 6 from the New King James. This is what struck me the other day when I was reading it. It was like, man, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer serve sin. Now, all of my life, I've read and heard and was taught that part of that verse where it says that the body of sin might be done away with.
Yeah.
That's the struggle and fight that's in you to live like God wants you to. That's not what he's saying.
Yeah.
It says that our old man was crucified with him in order that, is how I would say it, that the body of sin would be done away with. In other words, it's done because he killed it. It was crucified because he laid his life down.
Okay. How about this note from the Passion Translation?
What does it say?
On the verse 6, which your verse you're talking about, okay? That the body of sin might be annulled or put out of business. To beg God for victory over sin is a refusal to understand that we have already died to sin.
Yep.
Our joyful task is to believe the good news. Rather than to seek to crucify ourselves, sin is not suppressed by the cross. It is eliminated.
Yeah.
Upon this, quote, water, unquote, you know, unquote, close quote, God commands us to step out and walk, for we are now in him.
Amen. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love his notes.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That reminds me of it's appointed unto man once to die.
Yes.
And after this, the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
That was the death, and God judged it worthy and raised him up.
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
That's right. Yes. Well, verse 7, obviously a dead person is incapable of sinning.
Yeah.
And that's what that's what he's trying to get across to you is understand the effects of what Jesus has done, that part of you has died. Reckon yourself dead. A dead man's incapable of sinning. You are alive in Christ forever in union. Learn to live in this newness of life and don't go back to that old way of thinking, living, believing, and doing.
Yeah.
Not that you don't have a choice and not that you can't, but the truth has come to light.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You're free from that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can live as a pauper if you want.
Yeah.
In bondage if you want. But you've been made free.
Yeah, how about this? This is verse 8. And if we were co-crucified with the Anointed One, we know that we will also share in the fullness of his life.
Yeah, now.
Now. His life is our life. We have one shared, integrated life.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me to live is Christ.
That's when you die and go to heaven.
No, to die is gain. To live is Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Galatians 2:20?
Yeah. I have been crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live. Yeah, not I. Christ lives in me.
Yeah.
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is the good news.
Yep.
But somehow we want to walk that back, argue about that, raise all our objections to make sure that we stay bound to sin, condemned under a law, filled with shame.
Yeah.
And then throw some kind of pious humility over it.
Yeah.
As if it's exalting Jesus in the way that we do it.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Wretched man. I'm just a worm. Well, no, you're beloved children.
Yeah.
Whom the Father loves. And he rescued you from that faulty way of thinking.
You belong to God.
Yeah. I mean, he crucified just, that thought.
That's just stinking thinking, man.
Yeah. He has passed judgment on that way of thinking and put it to death.
One of the things that struck me out of that passage I was talking about, that the body of sin might be done away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the New King James. The King James translates it that way. It's got that little couched in that term, you know, that makes it conditional. You gotta struggle. It's a fight. Mm-hmm. You gotta believe. You know, the realization, the reading the whole thing, the realization of understanding that he's saying that we were identified in Christ and with Christ when he died and was buried and was raised, and now we are new.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. It's a whole different way of thinking about life.
I know we say it a lot, but we're not saying you don't have to believe. We're not saying you shouldn't change your mind or repent.
Yeah. Or learn to live different.
We're just saying it's already done. It's already yours. You just need to line up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Start believing the truth that God was in Christ, not imputing our sins against us, but reconciling us.
Yeah, I think deep down people think he's going to bring it back up someday.
Yeah. Hiding in that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm greatly encouraged. When I struggle with things like that, all I have to do is, I call it recenter, I guess, or refocus, or just stop and think and remind myself of who he is.
Yeah.
And I find my peace again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to rest again. Can I trust him? Yeah, damn straight. Yeah, I can trust him.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to.
Well, yes. That goes back to what we were saying earlier. If you look at God as a judge, your trust factor is not there. You know.
I'm trusting I ain't going to make it.
Well, yeah, that goes back to in that human view of justice. If I'm trusting that judge to do his job, it's pretty clear.
I got all this.
It's pretty clear. I broke the law, and these are the consequences. And if he's going to be the just one there. But McDonald did talk about what we see as a just man is a man who has a balance of justice and mercy, I guess. I knew what he said. That's the way I say it.
Yeah.
That he does what's fair and what's right, not just the hanging judge.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But takes all things consideration, makes a proper judgment.
Not like the movie Hang 'Em High. That judge.
Not like that guy.
Dude, he hang them all.
Yeah.
It did not matter.
Yeah.
He was there to clean up this territory.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me read this. For by his sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all, but he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal while living daily for God's pleasure.
You can't read going through there.
I'm just thinking, did you do that on purpose?
No, I didn't. I didn't really. I thought I was missing it. But I couldn't miss that one. That was a good hole. He said something about pleasure. Right at the
That's what I was. Yeah. Let me just start over.
Yeah.
Let me see what's down the road here.
We should be good now.
All right. For by his sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all. But he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus, the Anointed One. Mm. And that's what he has secured, is that we are so united that we live in and for and with the Father's pleasure identically as Jesus.
Yeah.
No drop off. Yeah. No difference.
Yeah.
There's a distinction between us, but it's a union with distinction. But as he is, so are we in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, we are one. I think he kind of reveals how that's done over there in Romans 8, the first 5 or 6 verses.
Yeah, so now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. For the law of the Spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us from the law of sin and death. For God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish, because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. Yet God sent his Son in human form to identify with human weakness. Clothed with humility, God's Son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and power of sin. So now, every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the Anointed One living his life in us, and we are free to live, not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
That's good stuff. That's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What couldn't be done through the weakness of flesh, God did by sending his Son. He did it himself and condemned sin in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
It's done.
Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love he has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.